Arsenal 2, Real Madrid 1, 5-1 on aggregate. We just thumped them on aggregate 5-1 in the quarterfinals of the Champions League, sealing qualifications to meet PSG in the semifinals. Repeat, Arsenal are into the semi-finals of the Champions League. Can you believe it? I'm still processing. The match finished about 30, 35 minutes ago, and oh boy, this is going to be fun to record. Welcome back to the Real Arsenal Deal podcast. By the way, this is Rav, your host. This is going to be raw. This is going to be scattered. It's going to be a bit all over the shop, but most of all, it's going to be positive because we've just witnessed something special. Something very, very special just happened at the Bernabeu. Arsenal defeated them. We didn't just scrape through a draw, or we didn't just scrape through with a 2-0 loss and defend for our lives in the final 10 minutes to keep them out. We defeated them, and you know what? We deserve to. We absolutely deserve to win this match outright. Even though, of course, we had a commanding position, a commanding advantage from thumping them at the Emirates last week, 3-0. Still, on its own merits, here at the Bernabeu, we took on one of the greatest European teams of all time. Well, actually, to be honest, they are the greatest. They won it 15 times for a reason. We took them apart in their house, in front of their own stadium, which, by the way, what a stadium that is. Holy crap. The pre-match images, the way the stadium turned it on, right, the TIFO that they had of the chessboard, the Kings of Europe, right, and the crowd, the raucous applause, the way they booed Arsenal coming out to warm up even, they were on it. Like, this was something else. Like, you want to talk about a great European night, a great atmosphere, they ticked all the boxes. What an imposing, intimidating situation they created. And this is where it comes back to Arsenal. Full credit to Arsenal for just our composure, our skill, controlling the game, controlling our emotions. To come through, to be tested like that, it's something that this current Arsenal team has not proven. We have not been able to overcome. For so long, right, over the last decade or so, I mean, we don't need to go through it all, but you know what I'm referring to, big matches, big moments, right, when there's so much riding on the line in the Premier League or in Europe, right, you know, we've seen previous Arsenal teams fold and collapse. Truth be told, you could even say last season against Bayern Munich across the 180 minutes, right? Even though like largely I think we went toe-to-toe with them in key moments, you know, like the situation, the occasion, it got to us. The 15 minutes in the first leg, that was all the difference, right? When we had them on toast and we just lost composure, lost shape, and bang bang, they scored twice, rapid fire goals, and I understand all the contributing factors. That was Arsenal's first Champions League qualification for a number of years. For many of the players, it was their first time at that stage of the Champions League. And look, the situation overawed us, but not anymore. Not this time. Fast forward 12 months. This is an Arsenal team with backbone. This is an Arsenal team with steel, with resilience, with determination. And this even coming into the match, I couldn't help but feel just inside, like I was nervous. You probably heard it on my previous recording as well, right? There was an excited state of mind mixed with other emotions such as nerves, and I was tense, because the reality is, as good as Arsenal are, as good as we've proven to be consistently in the Premier League, right, over the last few seasons, as we've steadily climbed back up to this position, we have not ticked off boxes like this. We have not proven that we can overcome occasions like this. And there's no greater test. There is no greater example of having to prove your quality than Real Madrid in the quarterfinals of the Champions League in knockout football, with the second leg being played at their house. There is no greater test, and we didn't just face it. We overcame it. We conquered it. I am so effing proud of this club. I'm so proud of the players. I will get to the match itself and selection in the first half and the penalty decisions. I'll get to all that in a second. But before we do so, can we just all please, Well, I assume everyone here listening is an Arsenal fan like me, right? I'm a fan just like you. It just so happens that I'm sharing my emotions, my feelings. I'm pressing record on a microphone and publishing this. But I'm just like you. I'm a fan who loves this club. I adore Arsenal, and I've watched this team just do something tonight that is so special. It's so unique that we've been able to overcome this challenge, because there were so many opposition fans and you know, people in the media, they were all just waiting. Trust me, they were waiting. They were lining up, right? If we collapsed, if we crumbled, if we gave up that 3-0 advantage and got done here tonight, just wait for the fallout. They would have been licking their lips. It would have been all the usual crap that we don't even have to think too hard to guess what the headlines would be, and the same usual faces clipped up all across all the usual platforms, right? But we shut it out. We shut them down. We shut them all up. We shut them all up. And we delivered a comprehensive, professional, mature performance, the likes of which I have not seen in an Arsenal team for so damn long. We are talking a few decades ago to see something of this class, this ilk, of this caliber, right? And so much of that comes down to Arteta, the way he managed the occasion, managed the emotions, the way he's got the players up and they believe in themselves. This is the thing, they believe. We haven't stumbled upon this. We haven't just got lucky and tripped up and just found ourselves, oh, wow, we're in quarterfinal of the Champions League. No, we earned this. We've earned this from the start of the Champions League season. We did not concede a goal at the Emirates. We did not concede a goal at home throughout the entire group stage. And our away form was good enough, right? I think we only had one loss, a very narrow loss to Inter, which, you know, had its own contentious moments. That's a discussion for another occasion. That was our only real slip up in Europe. The bedrock of a successful European campaign, the foundations are your home form, and we gave nothing. Our XG conceded was paltry, was basically nothing, right? We were put on defensive masterclasses time and again, and deservedly we finished third in the group stage. We earned that extra stage off. Those two extra matches, right, as busy and tough as January, February was for Arsenal, right, can you imagine if we then had to be put through two extra cutthroat matches at this stage of the competition? No, thank you. No, thank you at all. We deserved it. We deserved that round off. And we could sit back and wait to see who our opponents were in the round of 16. PSV came up. What did we do? We smacked them. We smacked them around. 7-1. Again, we earned it. We earned the right to qualify by absolutely destroying them when the situation arose. And we've done it again now. We did it. We've done it again. This is not luck. This is not luck. This is a combination of tactical brilliance from Arteta, the way the players believe in themselves and our system, and having players just step up and do the job. Do what's asked of them, right? Sometimes football can be so simple. We task them to do things, and we just basically ask them, the things that you're tasked with, do them well. And it comes down to little moments. Timber, when he's one-on-one with Vinny Jr., right, do his job well, negate him. And he did. And it's not just booting the ball away, right? He'll grab the ball, he'll distribute, because his mate Saliba's right around the corner. And then bang, we're off. We're away through. Partey's there to nip in, intercept. Declan Rice was everywhere again. £105 million. Oh my God. You can see why the chant goes, Declan Rice, we got him half price. Right? He was everywhere again tonight. Back to back man of the match performances. This is what we signed him for. This is why you pay the big bucks for these big players. This is why he chose Arsenal a couple of seasons ago to be on this stage, to be playing these occasions. This is why players come to Arsenal, because they believe. They believe in the manager. I mean, Declan said it. His post-match interview was fantastic, by the way, if you haven't seen it already. He basically said, we've got so much trust and belief in the manager. He's unbelievable. And it's palpable from the players. They believe that we belong at this stage. They believe in our system, in each other, in their teammates, in Arteta. Like it's fascinating to watch. And as an Arsenal fan, oh my God, it's joyous. So we'll quickly touch on selection. Now, I think it was largely as expected. And we saw now, it all makes sense now why Arteta has made those changes in the Premier League with the Everton match the previous weekend before the first leg, and then last weekend as well, with the number of changes that Arteta swung. He was preserving players. I think he'd earmarked in his head that he wanted the same 11 to start tonight's match here at the Bernabeu. So those largely underpinned why he's made the selection changes in the Premier League. Right. And it's all been vindicated, right? It's all been justified. As lackluster as we've been in the Premier League over the last few weeks, right? You know, that hasn't been great or easy to watch. However, I think as Arsenal fans, we've had an understanding, a resignation that the league is gone, the league is done, and we have a glorious opportunity to do something special in Europe. And by goodness me, are we giving it all? We are spilling the tank trying to win that trophy for the club. So selection was excellent. I'm glad Timber was okay, because he was monstrous again tonight, absolutely monstrous. So Partey back in the midfield was excellent. It's a bit of a shame towards the look. I'll just touch on it quickly while I've mentioned Partey. Bit of a shame he got involved late on when he didn't really need to, and got himself a yellow card. So he will miss the first leg against PSG. That's going to be a blow, but we'll come to that another time. By the way, how is Rudiger still on the pitch? Some of the stuff that he got away with. I'm going to try and keep this as positive and upbeat as possible, right? So we'll just talk about a few refereeing decisions. For Rudiger to remain on the pitch was wild. He's got this weird knack of like, he can just toss players around at corners, grappling, just throw them to the ground, right? But then he just like helps pick them up, gives them a nice little pat on the head just to make everything look okay. Sorry, mate, sorry about that. And he just gets away with it, right? There was 2, 3, 4 occasions where he could have been on a yellow card already. Like he tried to knee Marino in the thigh, like tried to cork him. He tried to give him a dead leg basically. And that should have been a yellow. And then goodness me, the way he's just stamped on Lewis Skelly's stomach, that looked damn painful. Like he's run his studs through him. You can't pretend that's not intentional. He knew what he was doing, right? Could have easily stepped over him in that tussle. And it's just bizarre how this stuff just continues to be accepted without consequence. It's just bizarre to watch. Anyway, I won't rant and rave about the officials. I think he made a very brave decision the first half to give that penalty to Arsenal. I didn't even see it watching it live. When the corner was played in, I was watching the ball live, basically. You see a lot of this grappling and tussling. It's happening everywhere across every match, every weekend, basically. I'm not saying it's okay, but it's not usual, not typical that you actually receive a penalty for that. Well, if the roles were reversed, we all know what would happen, you know, if an Arsenal player did that, you know, by the letter of the law, you can't impede him, blah, 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 blah. So it was very welcome, very refreshing when he got pulled away to the side. And when I saw the stills and I saw the replays, I thought, oh my God, is he going to pay this? Are we going to get a penalty here? And we did. And momentarily, Odegaard was over the ball, which I know they always do that bait and switch thing. Right, I always had a feeling it was going to be Bukayo to take it. And look, Saka, I love him. I love him as much as anyone. I continually say that in my podcast consistently. It was a terrible penalty, right? It was not the time or the place to do that kind of finish. If you're going to make that sort of finish, you generally do it straight down the middle when the keeper commits to one side. Courtois, he's been incredibly difficult to beat this tie already. He's the reason that the tie was still alive, let's be honest, right? That just made it too easy for him. He just had to get his palm up and get it away. And the way they celebrated, it was like a goal itself, right? It stoked some fires in the entire stadium. I was thinking, oh my goodness, are we going to sink into a hole now? It's because so often it's just a mental challenge, isn't it? Right. It's a matter of keeping your head, keeping your composure. And like heads went down a little bit after that, understandably. It was not a good penalty. If Bukayo did what he does almost every other time, right? I don't think he's missed a penalty since the Euro final a few years ago. And my goodness, it was not the time or the place to do that, right? So On Saka, once again, he had Alaba on toast. That was a ridiculous challenge from Alaba. He just went in wildly, clearly trying to take Bukayo out. He was trying to injure him, right? That's the only way to cope with him. He was hoping that maybe he can just leave one on Saka, get a knock on him, and Bukayo has to limp off and sub him out, because that's the only way he could deal with him. So often the last few years, early on in the match, we've had a fullback on the opposition on a yellow card due to, you know, them taking down, skylining down one of Bukayo or Martinelli on either flank. And I just feel time and again that if Arsenal had more street smarts, right, just we would do what we can to get that player sent off. Meaning, like, I don't mean anything untoward, right, but time and again, put that fullback under pressure, overload that area, get it to the winger and let them attack. Even soon after that, when Bukayo had a few shots on goal, once again, like Alaba is just, he's just slid in, right? And Bukayo's done excellent well to work around him and get the shot off away. A good save by Courtois. But it was moments like that, like if we just attack a bit more, get, you know, Alaba's lost his composure. He's just diving in and committing so early. We could just draw another foul, get another yellow, and get him sent off. But look, that's in the grand scheme of things, that's minor, right? Because, you know, to the victor go the spoils. We won this tie. We've won this match. So what does it really mean in the grand scheme of things? But if the result had gone the other way, these are little moments that we would be reflecting on, not just the penalty, but even in not overloading that fullback and getting that second yellow, getting them sent off. Because so many times you've seen it in reverse, right? When Arsenal get done by these sort of moments and not managing those opportunities better, you see very often people point to, well, look, you know, Arsenal got to be a bit smarter about that. So anyway, enough of that. Again, in terms of bravery, right, to reverse that Rice tackle on Mbappe, oh my God, like, well done. Hats off to the referee. It should not have taken that long at all. That was a painfully long VAR check. I feel like I've aged about 5 years for every minute that passed. I felt watching that, because you can just see how you can see a justification of how they're gonna keep the on-field decision with the still images when Declan's arms were around him. But the way Mbappe throws himself to the ground, my goodness me, he was absolutely trying to buy it, and the referee got sucked in. He blew within an instant and gave it. But full credit to the officials. The official drew him over, right, and he reversed it. And thank goodness, right, because you just know the narrative. It should have been Arsenal ahead 1-0 and 4-0 up on aggregate. If they got that penalty and scored, then all of a sudden it's basically 3-1, a two-goal deficit, and it's just an entirely different complexion. But full credit to Arsenal. We managed that half so well to get to halftime at 0-0. If you offered me that before the match, I would have bitten your hand off. Absolutely beautiful. They did not have a shot on target. Let's talk about that for a moment. Perhaps I'm not giving enough credit, enough spotlight onto that. They did not have one shot on target in a tie at home at their house that they need to win 3-0. Sorry, that they need to just get three goals to level it 3-3. They did not have a shot on target. Timber was outstanding. Saliba, my goodness, what a Rolls Royce of a footballer. Outstanding again. Kiwior with some very important interceptions from corners. He was clearing so well. His positioning was good. Solid distribution across to Lewis Skelly, who just strutting around like he's been doing this for 10 years, right? When he's really only been doing it for a few months. At age of 18, on this stage at the Bernabeu, for him to do what he continues to do, had Rodrigo in his pocket, who basically produced very little across the 180 minutes. Take a bow, Miles. It was beautiful. And Raya, as always, assured at the back, gobbled up everything that came his way, punched when he needed to, distributed the ball nicely. I was a little bit nervous that he got that yellow card so early. I was just thinking to myself, well, you know, we don't want to be doing that too hard too early, like that cynical time-wasting stuff. But again, he managed through those minutes very well afterwards. I have to mention Declan Rice again because he deserves it. He absolutely deserves another mention. He was immense. He was everywhere. He was nipping in, winning balls, driving forward. It was a monumental performance. You can just tell this is a guy, with all due respect to his club career before Arsenal, this is a man who wants this occasion. He wants to be playing of matches of this stature in these elite competitions, and he wasn't going to get that at West Ham. So this is why he's come across and he's paid us off in spades. Like, what a performance. Not since the magnificent Patrick Vieira have I seen a midfielder of that size, that power, that stature, just overrun the opposition. He bossed them. He absolutely bossed them. And these are no lightweights. Bellingham, he's England contemporary. He had a bit of a nasty streak in him again, I must say, tonight, Jude Bellingham. But he bossed them. He bossed these guys on their own deck, right? It was a sight to behold. You can see why they call him the horse, because from the first minute to the last, Declan Rice was everywhere. So onto the goals now. Look, soon after Bukayo missed the penalty, I just thought to myself, actually, I had this feeling the entire first half, actually, is that when we were getting in and around their box, I just had the feeling we were going to score. I knew a chance would come. I knew a good opening would come. And like anything, it's a matter of will we capitalize or not. But I knew the space that they were affording us and the way we were able to cut through them in that final third, I knew an opportunity would come. Odegaard, unfortunately, his basic passing was just off tonight. There were a few moments where, with a better ball, with a pass that we more associate with Odegaard at his best, at his peak, right, we were in. We could have been in 2, 3, 4 times, but his final pass was just way off, sadly. But the prevailing feeling I had was that the time will come. We will get an opening, and will we take it? And I'm so glad it fell to Bukayo, because that was the time, that was the moment to play that, to have that dink shot over Courtois. Beautifully threaded in, the way we worked that ball from the right, and watch Bukayo on the replay, the way he just sees gaps in between defenders, the fullbacks, and then he saw between the center halves, he saw the space they gave him, and he just drifted along there nicely, right? They didn't know where he was going. Well done to Mikel Merino. He pulled back. And this is where that midfielder instinct comes into play, because he's not an outright centre forward, right, as we all know. So his default nature is to take a few steps back, go into that sort of midfield position. He stepped back at the right time, got the ball, looked up, saw Bukayo just slipping through, played a beautifully weighted pass into him, and that was it. Done. One-on-one with Courtois, and 10 times out of 10, I'm backing Bukayo in that moment, because that's what he does. He's a big-time player, right? In a tie dominated by the superstar Galacticos, Vinny Jr. and Mbappe and whatnot, right? It was Bukayo's time. It was his time. He roasted Alaba in the first leg, his first start in 4 months since hamstring surgery. He roasted him. And if it wasn't Declan Rice's deserved man of the match performance, we'd all be lauding Bukayo Saka's performance last week. And he's backed it up here again. Put aside the penalty, because it takes a special mentality to compartmentalize that and say, you know what? I'm not going to let that derail me, because he's good enough. He knows his time will come. He knows his chance will come. And when it did, I was certain it all happened in the split second, but I was certain he was going to score. And I was up off the couch. I was losing my mind again. Absolutely, I'm not trying to scream or anything. I'm trying to wake up my oldest son was still asleep at this time, but I was dancing around the lounge room like a madman, right? Because it was beautiful. It was just beautiful, and it was so deserved. We deserved that win. We deserved that lead. Sorry, right? I'll talk in a moment what happened afterwards. A very unfortunate moment. It was the only mistake William Saliba has made, right, across the entire tie. And it's very rare. Like once a season or so, right, with the way we play out the back, the composure and confidence we have to do so. This is just part and parcel playing this system, right? Once a season or so, you're going to get a bit of a howler like this. You just hope that it happens, that it doesn't happen of something of this, of, you know, at this sort of stage, this pointy end of the season. But I'm not going to say anything about William Saliba, anything bad, because he was monumental tonight. The way he pickpocketed Mbappe time after time, the way there was the one time where Mbappe was through, but the Saliba just outbodied him and just let it glide out for a goal kick. He was magnificent. He is an incredible footballer. What a joy he is to have playing for us, representing us. How lucky are we to have William Saliba? He was amazing. So I don't mind. Look, it was unfortunate that he just didn't see Vinny Jr., closed him down and scored. And it was just unlucky. That was their only chance, really. That they've created nothing else of note. Their only goal came from an Arsenal-induced, an Arsenal-unforced error. Just let that sink in for a moment. Across 180 minutes, the only goal Real Madrid scored was due to an Arsenal error. This is not normal. This is just not normal. This is testament to Arsenal. This is a reflection on our quality. The only goal they scored, we essentially created and gave them, right? So full credit to the way the boys just got up after that, just rallied us. The images to Arteta straight away after the goal pointed to his temples. This is something we used to see Thierry Henry do back in the Invincible days when there were moments to manage in the match. He'd be the one leading the team, pointing to his temples, getting the players, galvanizing them, getting going. And you know what? Everyone just started, you know what? Let's just put that to the side. It is what it is. Restart. Let's go again. And we gave them nothing after that. Just when they thought they had a sniff, we snuffed them out again. And we gave them and the crowd nothing. With every 5 minutes that ticked by then, I started to relax a little bit more. Like just, I still knew though that anything can and still happen, right? They might just rapid fire score some goals. More cynical fouls came in. They made a big triple change. We made the one substitution, Trossard coming on, which I liked, you know, because if anyone, fresh legs, if anyone can score in the closing 15 minutes, right, is a fresh Trossard off the bench, right? So I liked that move. And then Mbappe, like, it was a bizarre challenge what he was trying to do, right? Gave away a foul and then in falling over, he injured himself. He came off soon after. Alaba came off as well, which I just thought was a bit of a shame. But look, I don't want to go through all that again. I've already covered that part. But we just controlled the minutes. We controlled the composure. Each time we thought that the crowd were getting up for it, as I was swathing forward, corner after a corner, we cleared. A cross came in, we cleared. The second ball duel, we won. Tried to spin and get away, we drew a foul and we just sucked the life out of them. We sucked the life out of them, right? This was such a professional, mature performance. We managed the moments. We managed minute by minute, foul by foul, duel by duel, pass by pass. I am so, so, so proud of what we've seen. It gives me such belief that we can go on and do something really, really special. And as we closed in, on seeing out the match, I was actually thinking to myself, you know what, I'm quite happy to blow the whistle now and end at 1-1. But you know what? I thought, wouldn't it be great if we scored one here? And we had a couple of openings, right, as the game stretched, this game opened up. They lost their same energy and the same shape to chase back and get the balls back as each minute ticked on, you know, the reality started to hit home for them that they're on the way out. And then, my goodness, the way we cleared the ball from the back line, distributed out, Declan Rice took it and he's looked up and watch the replay again if you can, please, because Martinelli, the way he sprints, this is a guy who's played a lot of minutes lately. He played 90 minutes on the weekend and he's played the entire match here, right? But to still have that sprint in him, that desire, that effort, the willingness in like the 89th, 90th minute at the Bernabeu, he sprinted like his life depended on it. And he went for it. He couldn't chase him. He couldn't get him. And a fantastically weighted pass, played him through, right? He took the fullback out of the equation because by then Martinelli's ahead of him, right? If he drew any contact, that's a foul, red card, last man, right? So the pass and Martinelli's sprint, the timing of the two was perfection. Took the fullback, took the defender out of the equation. And all Martinelli had to do was get a good first touch, which he did, open up his body, beautiful Thierry Henry like finish, glided into the far corner, Courtois beaten. And that is that. I was losing my shit again. It was magnificent because we deserved the win. Even though we would have quite rightly gone through 4-1 on aggregate, right? But we can now say we can bask in this. We can bask in this for a long, long time, right? Irrespective of what happens. We beat them at home. We beat them at the Bernabeu. We won both matches outright. 5-1 on aggregate. 5-1. It's still sinking in as I say it out loud. 5-1, right? Who would have thought this? With Arsenal's injuries, the way our league season has gone and the narrative around Arsenal, right? Who would have thought 5-1 against Real Madrid, the holders? We thumped them 5-1 and it could have been more. It could have been more, right? Some missed opportunities, great saves in the first leg, a missed penalty this morning. If this aggregate score finished 8-1, 9-1, 7-1. I don't think anyone would have blinked an eye because it would have been deserved. It would have been warranted. We dished out a European smash in the likes that we used to be on the receiving end of. Remember when Bayern thumped us a decade ago, 10-2 on aggregate, right? We've been there. We've all been there. We've all received those heavy defeats from the big boys in England and in Europe. We've all been there. As Arsenal fans, right, this is our time. This is the tide has turned. This is our time. We are dishing it off to them, right? And we deserve this. We deserve all the accolades, all the praise that's going to come our way. I saw Ian Wright's video post-match and that made me so happy, right? I was almost moved to tears. And it sounds bizarre, but the way he reacted, his laugh, it was like the Joker, right? Like almost a cackle. That was me as well. That's the inner fan in me as well. And I'm trying to maintain my composure and not lose it the same way on this recording because I feel exactly the same way. I'm so, so proud of what we just seen. And I sure as hell hope you are too. This is a monumental occasion. Arsenal fans, enjoy this. Soak this in. Don't let them peg you down. Don't get consumed by the other crap that we're going to get from other fans and ha-ha, look at us celebrating like we've won the whole thing. Don't get drawn into that. It comes from a place of envy for others, right? Don't let them take that away from you. No one can take away this moment, this joy. This is one for the ages. We deserve this. Soak this in. Hope you do. I sure as hell will. When I get back after publishing this recording, I'm going to be watching every post-match clip, every interview, every replay, every angle of the goals. I'm going to be watching fan reactions. I'm going to be watching all the same media content from the fan channels who were there, like Charles Watts and so many others, Gunner Blog, right, who were there sharing their experiences. And if you're there as well, I'd love to hear your experience too. This is a monumental occasion, and I'm so, so proud of the players, so proud of the club. We are into the Champions League semi-finals, and we've earned this. Thank you so much for listening. I'm going to leave this there. Please consider liking, subscribing, leave me a review on your podcast platform. Anything, please share your feedback. Let me know what you thought of the game. How are you celebrating? Where did you watch it? I'd love to hear everything. I'm going to listen to every single thing I can. I'll read every word. Thank you so much again. Look after yourselves. Enjoy this moment. Please enjoy it. And I'll be back on again to record soon. Until then, look after yourselves. Stay well. Celebrate this hard. And come on, Arsenal.